Is there anything in your life that your parents needed you to stop saying? Any phrase, any word to stop saying? If so, give us a call.
602-805-0101.
I will be calling my ex-wife, Amber, in a few minutes. She is, I guess she's on her last nerve with my daughter, Giabella. Giabella is doing something that's just irritating her to a point. I don't know if she's doing it on purpose, which is hard to believe because my daughter, Gia, she's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, she's an angel.
Angel. Never have any problems, any issues. She's literally born perfect. So I'm going to call Amber and see what her problem is besides me. But my daughter, Gia, is obsessed with Michael Jackson. She has gone to the movie. I've taken her twice to see the movie.
Twice?
She is obsessed.
She's rocking the fedora when you took her this last time, which was hilarious to me.
She rocked the fedora proudly. And everyone that saw her walking into the theater thought it was the cutest thing, especially when you see that she's going in to see Michael Jackson. On her YouTube, she's watching old Michael Jackson videos. And there's this certain thing that she does that's driving her mom crazy that Michael Jackson does, or says, I should say. We'll get to that. I'm going to call Amber in a hot second. She'll let you know what's the one phrase that Michael Jackson says that now Gia says throughout the day and night, and my ex-wife is just fed up. She wants me to talk to her.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was dancing, to be honest.
She is doing the tiptoe thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, she does try the moonwalk, but she'll literally do 37 tiptoe things throughout the day when she's at the house.
So it's just so funny.
It's the funniest thing. I love it. I laugh every time she's trying to imitate Michael Jackson, but we'll talk to her mom in a hot second. But is there something that you said as a child, JD, it drove your mom crazy?
I did grow up in California and mine was hella. I used to say hella.
Yeah.
It's slang, but because I grew up in a religious household, my mom originally thought that I'm using the word hell.
Hell.
And so she wanted that completely annihilated from my vocabulary. But in school, in middle school, in high school, hella is just normal slang you use all the time. I still use it till this day.
Yeah.
But growing up, my mom shut that down real quick. I got a spanking with the flat wooden spoon whenever I used hella.
Did that trickle down to over here? Because growing up, I had no idea that it was from the Bay, saying hella.
It trickled down to Southern Cali, but that's such a Bay Area word. But I think it's one of those words, because certain words, we don't even know where they're derived from. But to this day, I'll say word, or like, that's dope. I think all that comes from New York, but hell is from the Bay.
Yeah, and there's not people that are from Arizona that live here. It's just all us transplants.
True. Yeah, because I would say hella, and I have a friend from the Bay, and he's like, where'd you learn that? I was like, I don't know. And he's like, it's a Bay thing. So I had to be educated on that. I had no idea.
I didn't even know hella was a Bay Area word until really I moved here and nobody used it.
Yeah.
But yeah, my mom shut all of that down real quick. Anything with swearing, she really shut down fast.
Ciens?
I mean, for me, just a little twist. I don't think I had anything like that, but my dad is a teacher, and I just hear all his stories of the kids saying, no cap, calling him bruh.
Ugh.
He hates it to his core. And I know some of his students listen to the show, so stop calling him bruh and stop saying no cap because it's irritating to him, okay?
It's not even bro, it's bruh.
It's bruh.
Like you give up on the word bruh.
I know, just call him Mr. Via. It's not that hard. It really isn't.
What about that story we talked about a couple weeks ago where the teacher choked out his student?
Wait, how old was that teacher or what grade was he teaching? Was it high school?
I
think it was high school.
I think it was high school.
Yeah, I'm sure my dad's been tempted a few times.
Oh, yeah, it's a Bart Simpson, some of y'all kids, man.
I know.
Call me bruh one more time.
One more time. I know he gives them like that look and they just know.
So unprofessional. You got to teach them young, you know, to not do that.
This is every generation or every few years, there's a certain word or phrase that kids are using. Well, my ex-wife is done with it with my Giabella. We're calling her up next. What is that Michael Jackson term or word that he uses that's driving her crazy? We'll ask her up next. And then, I don't know, co-parenting is going pretty great. I might have to call Giabella, who's on summer break right now, and have a word or two with her.
Oh, she just having a little Shirley Temple by the pool this morning.
With her iPad, hanging watching out. Music videos.
Must be nice.
With a fedora, Michael Jackson glasses.
You're going to come home and she's going to have the glove.
Come on, Dad. Come on. See what I did today. Crafts. Calling the ex-wife. Then I probably have to call Giabella and talk to her. Be a good co-parent. All right, that's all up next. Morning Mess. Don't move you up.